thank you everybody for being here and welcome to our joint memorial service. The Joint Select Committee on the Memorial Service will now take over and do the presentation. The chair, Senator Valley, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon. I'm Senator Mike Valley, and I want to thank you for attending the Joint Legislative Memorial Service. I want to welcome all the members of the South Dakota State House of Representatives and the South Dakota State Senate. And I want to give a special welcome to the friends and family of those legislators that we are honoring here today. I also want to welcome those that are currently listening to the Legislative Memorial via the Internet, for those that could not be here. At this time, I would like all the family members and friends of those legislative members we are honoring here today to please stand and be recognized. Each year, the legislature takes time to honor every legislator that has passed away during the prior year. Be they Democrat or Republican, East River or West River, farmer, rancher, businessman, lawyer, teacher, accountant, they all decided to put their roles and their occupations and their families on hold for nearly 3 months of each year to travel to Pierre to make the laws that we live under. They all took the risk, took that risk of losing an election. They walked in parades. They went to meetings. They got their families to hand out flyers and fly swatters and pencils and candy, and then often drug them door to door. After they were elected, each week they drove to Pierre. And then when they came home, friends and neighbors would ask, "Why did you support that bill? And why did you vote against that bill?" Sometimes they had to make a decision, and they did not like either of the options. But as we all know here, it's either A or nay. There is no maybe. We all know also that they didn't do it for the money. So why did they serve? It is because they wanted to make a difference. They loved this state and they wanted to help shape this state into one of the best places possible to live, work, and raise a family. And when you look at other states, you can be proud of the work that they did because South Dakota stands tall in comparison. We want to thank you, the families of these members, for loaning your loved one to this legislature and to the state. So we honor these members for their sacrifices that they made to be here and work, and the accomplishments they did here, and the legacy they left for South Dakota. Shortly, each of these citizen legislators will be honored for their service by the placement of a rose. Please say a silent prayer for each member for their dedication and sacrifice, and then also say a prayer for their families who loaned their loved one so they could help make the state's business. This service is especially meaningful for me because I worked for two of the people we are honoring here today. In fact, I was a pallbearer at both their funerals. And I know personally that Senator Jim Abner and Senator George Shannard were dedicated and loyal to the state. We also have another personal touch this year. We have two legislators who are direct relatives of the legislators we are honoring today. Roger Solem is the son of Burdette Solem, and Jason Ferrix is the grandson of Bert Ellickson. So with that, I would let Representative Hickey lead us in prayer.
Thank you. I'd ask you to stand again for prayer. Almighty God, today we gather at your mercy and we stand in your presence. We know that you're faithful. We know that you're good. We know that you care and that you're loving. We thank you for life. We realize you are the author of life. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. We understand that you give and that you take away and that you are our comfort and that you are our strength. We understand that our days are numbered and that each of us are a part of a greater plan. We thank you for the time that we have together and with those that we honor today. Today we remember them. These are significant and influential people who've been servants. These are people who are dearly loved and dearly missed by friends and their communities and our state. These are people whom we owe a debt of gratitude today. We thank you for their lives and we honor them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. You may be seated.
Please be seated. My name is Mark Johnston, and I'd like to present the joint memorial resolution. Whereas the great ruler of the universe has ordered a final adjournment in the lives of 8 former members of the South Dakota legislature, namely the Honorable E. James Jim Abner, the Honorable Leonard E. Andre, the Honorable Charles E. Eddie Clay, the Honorable Bertram E. Ellingson, the Honorable Frank E. Rudy Henderson, the Honorable Morris J. Maury LaRue, the Honorable George H. Shannard, and the Honorable Burdette C. Solem. And whereas, in the lives of all these eminent public servants, there was noted a profound urgency in an unselfish manner, with trials and vicissitudes often far outweighing honors, but with a consciousness that here in a land of freedom, the dignity of the individual is supreme, that justice must be dispensed, and that only by eternal vigilance and unrelenting effort can self-government of a people be preserved. And whereas it is fitting that we humbly honor the memory of those who have thus contributed to the orderly process of government under the Constitution. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 88th session of the legislature of the state of South Dakota, duly convened in recess session, in recognition of the useful lives and unfailing devotion to the interests of the state of South Dakota, as well as the rectitude of thought and action and fidelity to the highest principles of American citizenship by these honorable people, that the Senate and the House of Representatives do now pause in their labors out of respect for the memory of their late fellow associates in the functions of government, and note that in their passing, the state they have served so well has suffered a distinct loss. And though their labors have ceased and they have been laid to rest, the people of this great state have benefited greatly from the services rendered by them, and they have left upon the sands of time an inspiring record of devotion to their fellow citizens under the guiding hand of Almighty God. And be it further resolved that this resolution be printed in the journals of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 88th session of the legislature of the state of South Dakota, now assembled the 17th day of January, 2013, at Pierre, South Dakota.
I'm Dennis Feikert, and I will read the names of those we honor today, and a rose will be placed for each of them. E. James, Jim Abner, Kennebec, Senate, 1957-1968. Leonard E. Andre, Chamberlain, Senate, 1985-1990. Charles E. Betty Clay, Hot Springs, House, 1967-1974. Bertram E. Burt Ellingson, Sisseton, House, 1969-1980. Frank E. Rudy Henderson, Hill City, Senate, 1965-1966. 1969-1970. Maurice J. LaRue, Sturges, House, 2003-2004. George H. Shannard, Mitchell, Senate, 1975-1992. Bertram C. Solem, Watertown, House, 1991-1992, 1998-2004. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you please stand and receive the benediction? Father, we honor you as we have honored those who have faithfully labored in their service and through their courageous leadership to bless the people and state of South Dakota. We ask now that you would give these dear families a keen awareness of your presence, your love, and your care for them that would rival their grief. And most of all, we thank you that you have created us not for time, but for eternity, to be with you, the author of life, and to be with one another forever, in a place that your word describes as being without tears, without pain, and without death. All possible because of the tears, the pain, the death, and the resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
I'm Representative Hal Wick from District 12, and I had the honor of serving with four of these wonderful men, and knew two others. So it's very close to my heart as we end this service. I would like you to always remember and know that these legislators that have gone before us set an example for us. They are the ones that showed what service could really be like, and they also showed us how to deal with the time that we're gone and the time that we're here. And their families gave up tremendously when they came to serve, and I think that needs to be remembered as well. And as we leave, we need to really thank the members of those families that have come to help us honor their members that have served, their family members that have served. And I would like to extend our thanks to those family members. And as we leave here, we'll have a few things for you to do. But before we go to that, I would also like to thank the Pier Riggs High School Chamber Choir for providing the music. And I'd ask the families each to take one rose so that you can remember your loved one. Immediately after service, there'll be a reception in the speakers gallery. And if we could, we'd like to let the family proceed first. And if you're all capable of moving around behind the chamber here, there's a stairway. When you get to the bottom of the stairs, it's a left and then another left, and you'll be in the speaker's gallery. Those, if there's somebody that needs, if you need an elevator, I'm sure you know, but just in case, it's back in the corner back here, and it's around behind the chamber. And go down to the third and come and join us, please. The beverages, and the refreshments that are back here are served by the Capital Club, which is the spouses of the legislators. And I thank all of you that are here to honor our former legislators. Thank everyone for coming. And with this, we'll end the joint memorial service. Thank you.
Thank you, senators and representatives, particularly all the family members who came today. That does conclude our joint memorial service.